Remember that threat of nuclear war with North Korea? Let me take you back to, just a few days ago. Here's the official North Korean television announcement of Pyongyang's latest nuclear bomb test on Sunday, and pay no attention to the production values. Still discovering the crossfade in North Korea, it is tough to find a light side to potential nuclear war. But if there is a light side, it's the woman behind that voice. It's the same woman who's fronted North Korean TV for something like 40 years now. Her name is Ri Chun-hee, and Derek Hawkins of The Washington Post just wrote a profile of this remarkable woman. Derek, tell us who she is.
So Ri Chun-hee is the most famous news anchor for Korean Central Television. This is the state-run media in North Korea. She's been around for a long time. She's in her mid-70s now, and she is the news anchor that the North Korean regime trots out to make big announcements, things like missile tests, nuclear tests, national festivities, that sort of thing. And she's probably best known for this deep, theatrical, melodramatic voice that she has, you know, this kind of booming and sometimes even vitriolic voice with which she delivers the regime's news.
Right, as we just heard. So she's not the nightly news presenter. She gets all the kind of big stories, the sensational things.
Yeah, you know, if Ri Chun-hee says it, you know it's really serious. You know, she was on for a long time, a nightly anchor, but about 5-6 years ago, she went into retirement, and now she comes back out for these big sort of earth-shattering announcements.
And it's not just that stentorian presentation. She has a particular look too, right? Can you describe it?
Sure. She's very fond of these pink robes, these pink traditional two-piece robes, and they've earned her the title of Pink Lady. This is something that all the news anchors on Korean Central Television, or all the female news anchors on Korean Central Television, tend to wear. But she loves this vibrant pink color, so that's earned her this Pink Lady title.
Right. So the Pink Lady, Ri Chun-hee. Where is she from, and how'd she get into broadcasting? Do you know?
Well, it's, you know, the details of her life are kind of murky, but most reports say she was born in the early 1940s, probably 1943. She was supposedly from a poor rural family in what is now the southeastern part of the country. And she went to theater school in Pyongyang. She was studying to be an actor, apparently. And at some point, it's not exactly clear how she transitioned into media. And she ended up moving up the ladder pretty quickly. She was around for Korean Central Television's sort of early stages. And in 1971 is when she started there. And then by 1974, she had become a nightly news anchor. And then by the 80s, she was sort of this constant presence. And she'd really developed this authoritative tone. And that's when she sort of came into her own.
Yeah, I mean, that authoritative tone really stands out. It's kind of this stabbing kind of impact in her voice. Was that there from the beginning when she was a news presenter, or is it kind of she's worked it up over the years?
There was a North Korean magazine profile of her in 2009 that described how she was mentored by Kim Il-sung, the former leader. Kim Il-sung was responsible for the development of her voice. Now, of course, you know, people attribute all kinds of crazy stuff to Kim Il-sung. There was even a rumor for a long time that people believed that he could fly. So yeah. It's not totally clear, but it seems like it's something that she's cultivated over the years. You know, one famous clip of her came in 1994, and that's when she announced the death of Kim Il-sung. And, you know, you can see her in that video. She's crying. Her delivery is very heavy and somber. And then 17 years later, of course, she delivered the news that Kim Jong-il had died.
Well, I'm glad you set that up, because we actually have Ri Chun-hee's announcement of Kim Jong-il's death in 2011. We can really appreciate her full vocal depth and range here. Let's have a listen. Derek Hawkins, I suspect that somebody like Ri Chun-hee doesn't have any choice but to cry when they make an announcement of one of the leaders of North Korea. Do you know what the voice of the DPRK in a pink robe makes annually?
Oh, man, I could not tell you. I couldn't tell you, but, you know, there again, reports out of the country say that she lives in relative luxury in Pyongyang with her grandchildren and children. And that certainly seems plausible, you know, given what a long and successful career she's had. Although, who's to say?
Derek Hawkins of The Washington Post telling us about the remarkable face and voice of North Korean television, the Pink Lady Ri Chun-hee. Derek, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
주최 배고 2016년 1월 6일 10시 주최 조선의 첫 수소탄 시험이